Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
We have a Gold Star family that is with us tonight. Mary and Charles Strange are here. Where are they?
Where are they?
Oh, here they are, sir. They're behind us over here to the left.
Come on up here. Come on.
They lost their son, Michael.
Come on up.
Come on up here.
It's a little harder to get up since I got shot. They've made it more difficult. Perhaps that's the way it's supposed to be.
Sir, they lost their son, Michael.
John, great to see you again, man. Oh, yeah. 14-6 is the Gold Star. That's beautiful. Under Obama, all 30 guys died.
Did you want to say anything?
Under Obama is right. Under Obama. Please, on behalf of your son.
I would ask, Mr. President, my son was killed August 6, 2011, with 29 other men. It was the biggest loss of life in the Iraq and Afghan war. It was the biggest loss of life in a single day. In the history of America, 22 of them men were Navy Special Warfare. Till to this day, we still haven't gotten any answers. I was wondering, I'm begging you, we would like a congressional hearing.
So here's what we're going to do. In the first week, let me have it, not the first day, because I made a lot of promises in the first day. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to close up the border. We're going to do a lot in the first day. In the first week, we will set up a commission. We're going to find out, because so many people in your same position, they want to know what happened. Why did it happen to their son or daughter? And we're going to do that within the first week. So you get ready to come over to the White House, okay?
All right, Mr. President.
That was the promise. You heard it here at the time on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. A promise by then candidate Trump, now President-elect Trump, who 1 week from today, from right now, will be sworn in as Trump Force 47 takes over and takes hold. Thank God. Let's bring in the father of Michael Strange, American hero, who you heard, Charlie Strange's son, killed on that fateful day, August 6, 2011. And families, Gold Star families, like the Strange families, just hoping and praying for the day that they could get some much-deserved answers. Let's say good morning and welcome in our Gold Star dad from our region. Charlie, good morning. Thank you for being here. When you listen to what happened on a stage right here in our area, that promise from President-elect Trump, is there any doubt in your mind that he would do anything other than keep that promise?
No doubt at all. I believe in President Trump 100%. He's a man of action and a man that keeps his word. I mean, you've seen what he did with the 4 years. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And just for you, must be a weight lifted off your shoulders in many ways to know that he's incoming. You know, he's being sworn in 1 week from today. He promised that the creation of that special commission where they will get you some answers. What kind of peace does that bring you and your family and as well the other Gold Star families?
Oh, well, I've heard from quite a few of the 60 Gold Star parents that lost their son that day on Extortion 17. That was the name of the call sign for the helicopter. They all want to go. Everybody has questions. You know, how did the Taliban know it was SEAL Team 6 that died? How did the Why did they have IEDs around the landing site? You know, somebody has to be held accountable. The big question is the girl Joni Marquez that was in the C-130 above extortion helicopter. She was in the fighter plane, mm-hmm. and she asked to open up fire 6 times. She seen the Hunter Taliban down there and got denied 6 times because of the rules of engagement under Obama. So who told her not to shoot? Who told her not, you know? So that's one of the big questions.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe, what do you believe will come out of this? I mean, do you believe that your son, Michael, and 29 others were basically some kind of a sacrificial lamb because they were part of SEAL Team 6, obviously took out Osama
bin Laden? I believe 100. I believe it was done by design. I believe bin Laden, and I also, I don't know, like a lot of people probably don't know, Karzai's brother, who was the president in Afghanistan, was killed 7 days after the bin Laden raid, which really got Karzai, you know. Mm-hmm. So I believe that. I believe my son, when he came home in June of 2011, when he grabbed me by the bicep, he said, "Dad, you wouldn't believe what's going on in America." And for my son to talk about a will, I know he signs a will every time he went on a mission. He did mm-hmm. multiple missions, never talked about a will. And then 93 days after the bin Laden raid, 30 guys get killed. And then for the military, the Armed Service Committee, to tell us it was a lucky shot, mm-hmm. the 60 parent. Imagine if they told you your son was killed by a lucky shot.
No.
What would you do, Dawn?
I would do exactly what you and the other, you know, 60 other Gold Star families have done. And that's just it. Even though people may say, well, this was back August 6, 2011, I imagine you relive that day because you deserve the transparency, the answers. And so until this is answered, I don't know how you or the other Gold Star families could even have peace, Charlie.
Yeah, it's brutal. Every day you think of your son, no matter what, you know, and you walk with a limp the rest of your life. What we do, meeting the other families and talking, and you know, for me, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I believe, you know, I went back to the Bible with some good men and the people from Philadelphia, you know. And your radio station, Rich, came to one of our shows, you mm-hmm. having me on, you know, spreading the word. People do care about, you know, what went on there. You know, Specialty Freights, Nikki Luke, all them people, Cardinal Communications, you know, all these people that help out and show love, and the bikers and the police. And, you know, Dawn, we were in Iraq for 8 years and 8 months and then 20 years in Afghanistan. So almost 29 years of war in the Middle East. And, you know, nobody says nothing. Nobody, mm-hmm. like, except for President Trump. You yeah. remember when he called them war hogs?
Yes.
You know, it's 29 years of war. The greatest cost isn't measured in dollars or strategy, but in the lives forever changed. The family shattered and the future stolen. While the suits grow richer and their bank accounts swell, fed by lies that sent countless brave souls to their deaths, left others fighting demons at home and drove far too many to end their own pain in silence. You're talking about, they say 22 a day commit suicide, veterans. Say it's 15 a day, Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the over 8,000 that died. 28 years, you're talking over 150,000. That's not counting the moms and dads, the Gold Star parents that died from losing a child. You know, I talked to parents that had cancer. I talked to the family members. Oh, he was doing great. His son got killed. He gave up. Or the parents that get addicted to the you know, Xanax the doctors mm-hmm. prescribe. And yeah. the brothers and sisters.
Self-medicating. You had sent me the site of, it's EXT17.com, extortion17. Tell me about the film that, and I do want to get into Pete Hegseth and what you're doing tomorrow, But I just want to, you know, ask people to go to this site. What does this mean to you? It's a film that you've been a part of.
Mm-hmm. It's a documentary by Impact Media, Francois Garcia, out of Quebec. He's been working on it for 6 years. COVID hit, a few other things happened. He's been doing films for 30 years. Great guy, big Trump guy. He's so happy they got rid of that governor up there in Canada. he just filmed again here in Philadelphia. He's been here a few times. The documentary is going to show they filmed in Afghanistan. You'll be the first that I'm telling, Dawn. You're not allowed to film in Afghanistan, where my son and them men died. They filmed the shooter's brother. And you should hear what he says about America and what them, the Taliban. And in Afghanistan, they don't have tombstones. They have a piece of wood or a rock. All the Taliban fighters have high flags. You might have seen it if you went through the, mm-hmm. the website. Yeah. And this guy, the shooter, they have a tombstone for him next to where Michael and them guys died. And these kids, 10, 12, 14 years old, young Taliban, go there and pray to be as great as him, to kill as many Americans as they can, like he did in a single day. So the film shows that. It shows the questions. How did he know where did the shooter's brother says how he knew? He knew that helicopter was coming with who was in it.
I got a question for Charles. So your son, member of SEAL Team 6.
Michael.
Yes. Heavily involved with the Osama bin Laden raid. Of the 30 other Americans that were part of Extortion 17, those 3 months later when when Michael was killed and the 30 others, how many were involved directly with the Osama bin Laden raid? Were there others involved with that, or was it just Michael there?
I'm not privileged to say that. Some weren't. Dan, even Michael's part, you know.
Yeah.
So I just, you know.
The truth is, a lot of this, and I think that's a piece of it, that we all know more than we're saying and we hear more.
Yeah.
But the truth, and correct me if I'm wrong, Charlie, that the hope here is that this will be made transparent, that through these hearings that President-elect Trump has made, right, that, in other words, this will all come to light and we will learn more and finally know these truths.
Absolutely. So we never, ever lose 30 men in a single day, that we don't stay in the Middle East for 28 years and 8 months. You seen what President Trump did his first week, right?
Mm-hmm.
He dropped the biggest bomb of all time, the mobile bomb right there. You know, when I met President Trump at the White House, I said, next time you call Charlie Strange, we'll drop like 10 or 12 on them people. And he looked at me like I was crazy, right? And he his head went back a little bit, like, Mr. Strange, going, we might have to take him to the hat factory. And I said, well, your son's still here. And he looked at me and gave me a hug. Oh. And, you know, like, this should never happen. We're the strongest military in the world. For them to, you know, fight with their one arm tied behind their back because of the rules of engagement is, you know, if it's a war, it's a war. How many attacks can America take? I'm not just talking about the Boston bombing and all the other ones. If you Google how many times they've tried to do harm here to us, you know, so enough's enough. And we have these brave young men and women, you know, sons, daughters, husbands, wives joining the military, and then they get in there. And I just had a kid over my house the other day, and he said, you know, after being in Afghanistan, you figure out, like, you see these contractors that are there for 20 years and what's going on. And for us to still do it, for us to still be sending millions of dollars to Afghanistan, who okayed that? Our tax dollars. The people that hate us, Iran. Like, you know, you got to be kidding me. With everything, you know, that's going on with them, they give the technology, the hidden IEDs, the night vision goggles. How many IEDs killed our sons and daughters?
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Which is part of the reason I know that you tomorrow will be supporting, along with many others, Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. So will you be heading, tell us about, are you heading to D.C. as, you know, the confirmation hearings are underway? He's really the target, I would say, of the liberal media right now, as they can, nobody even mentions that he ever served in the military or a successful Fox News host. All you hear is about, you know, allegations that he allegedly had a drinking problem, that he allegedly mistreated female coworkers, et cetera, et cetera. So how will you be supporting Pete Hegseth and why?
Well, there's a bus right now with Navy SEAL Bill Brown and a bunch of Patriots and SEALs. And I'm leaving in about an hour. I have a few men picking me up. They'll have a press conference today at 12. Jason Redmond, a couple of Navy SEALs, Jocko, all them guys. And Tuesday we're going to meet at the Vietnam Memorial Wall and head over to the Gronka building. And why? Because Pete actually was boots on the ground. Pete was in Iraq, in Afghanistan. He's got a Bronze Star. And how can they question this guy? I mean, he went to Harvard. He went to Princeton. You know, did he screw up? Probably. Everybody screws up in life. No, last guy that was perfect, they hung him to the cross. You know what I'm saying? We're human, you know. But the way he changed his life around. So for me, as a Gold Star, I don't want. Let's have him. Do you think the rules of engagement would have been changed six times with him in there? Like they were with Leon Panetta and Chuck Hagel, who's, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're all going down. There'll be a few hundred of us. We're going to go to, one second here. We're going to go to.
Well, you look at that, Charlie.
Perkins building.
Okay. While you look that up, Dan has a clip of the documentary that you were talking about. Listen in.
It was, did the Phillies win? 11. And tells me everything's getting shut down. And he don't tell me what's happening, but he said if something happens, you'll hear about it. Of course, the killing of Osama bin Laden happened. We made up a little code, me and Michael, when we would talk, and the code was, did the Phillies win? And that meant, Dad, don't ask me any more questions. He came home June, the month after that. I'll never forget him grabbing me by the biceps saying, Dad, you wouldn't believe what's going on in this country. And then the next thing you know, 94 days later, they all get killed. President Obama grabbed me and said, Michael, change the way America lives. And then I grabbed President Obama and I said, I don't need to know about my son. I need to know what happened.
So you're listening to an audio clip of a documentary that we've just broken the story that this is something that you can go to the site that I had mentioned. It's Extortion 17, and on the phone as we talk to Charlie Strange, a grieving Gold Star dad who has received confirmation and a promise from incoming president. You know, that's what I'll say, incoming. Help is incoming for all of us with President Trump coming in. Right, Charlie?
Yes, yes. And Melania, I love his. I think, you know, like what we're doing today and tomorrow for Pete, like all the people that he picked on, Tulsi Gabbard and for these positions, like if you're from their state, like you should take a note out of this Navy SEAL Bill Brown. Navy SEAL Bill Brown, he's the one that did the, he does the swim across the Hudson River with the 300 guys in August, for honor, remember. He, you know, people should gather together to make a presence. Like we're making a presence tomorrow. This is what we the people want. We want people in there that know what they're doing. We want people that were that fought in the war, not people that sit behind a desk in D.C., Virginia, or out, you know, calling the shots for our military that never, you know, like doing when I, you know, I met some of these 3- and 4-star admirals and generals, like, you know, being from Philly. I said, you're calling the shots. You never look like you ever been in a fight. You know what I mean? You got to be kidding me. Who said it? Were you over there? You know, you have to look at what's going on. And like I said earlier, like 28 years and 8 months in the Middle East and billions of trillions of dollars, like, and all the lies, more importantly. Like,
well,
our lives are shattered. My son had it. Yeah. Was 25 years old when he got killed.
I know. I cannot imagine the kind of grief, but also just the feeling of having, you know, the feeling that information and truth is being kept from you. Charlie, your son, SEAL Team 6, and a real American hero. But the question surrounding that, I know that there are others. I'm getting DMs, and we had calls from people who are asking the question, Charlie, you know, why should they really allow their son or daughter to sign up? And that's a legitimate question right now. I mean, do you feel that under Trump people and under a Pete Hegseth that you would trust more for the recruitment situation, or would you still not trust for people to say, hey, I don't want my son or daughter to enlist right now?
Dawn, excuse me. I've had that question asked. Parents call me. Joey's graduating. He signed up for the Army. I say, he already signed up. I said, well, then tell him to do the 4 years and get out because you get the credits for police, fire, whatever, government jobs. But, under the Biden administration, I've been to Fort Polk, I've been to Fort Bragg and met these young men and women under Biden administration. They all got out. They planned on doing 16 years, 12 years. They said, nope, I'm getting out after 4 because the wokeness in the military is so bad, Dawn. It's a disgrace. You know, paying for sex, gender in the military, you know. So under President Trump's going to straighten all that out. He told me himself, you know, you hear him on the news talking about this. So anybody, as long as President Trump's in there and we get Pete in there and some people to serve that, you know, God bless them, serving our country, most honorable thing to do for others, you know, lay John 15:13, lay down your lives and protect us. Go in and learn that trade, you know, and I believe, you know, like the first week President Trump, when he was president, the first week, what did he do? Boom, the VAs, boom, a raise to the military.
Yes.
You know. It's so all the parents that are asking, as long as we got President Trump in there, do the 4, you'll learn a lot. I got a family from Utah, good friends of mine. Their son's in nuke school. I got another kid from Brenhatton. I got another kid from Northeast Philly. You know, Shannon from Mission Barbecue on the Boulevard. Her son's in there. You know, I tell them now that President Trump's in there, you know, the rules of engagement aren't going to be changed 6 times. Somebody shoots at you, you're going to be able to shoot back. Under Obama, if you got shot at, you couldn't shoot back because there could be kids in the building. How about our kids? That's what I said.
Yeah.
You know, how about our sons and daughters?
These policies matter. Well, listen, Charlie, I hope that you keep us posted as far as I know you're leaving shortly, headed to D.C. And then you will. Are you going to be in person at the inauguration a week from today?
Yes. We're supposed to go down, me and the wife. Yep. We got to wait down and something afterwards. And so as long as my wife's feeling good, my wife was sick for a little bit. She got a little something going on with the cortisol. A scare. But she bounces back. Yeah. Mary's, Northeast Philly, my wife, for 19 years. but she when she tells me what to do, Dawn, I know she's feeling better. You know what I mean?
Sign of a healthy wife. Listen, to our friend Charlie, Godspeed. You're in our prayers. We want to hear from you as far as certainly after today and tomorrow. But you're always in our prayers as well as our Gold Star families. We support you and we love you. And thanks for giving us your time today, Charlie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on extortion17.com. Sign up for our newsletter for our documentary. Comes out in August. Thank you. Michael Strange, one word. MichaelStrange.foundation. Check out our new website. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you back. Thank you, Charlie.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.